racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. Isms. All kind of isms. Isms. Data. We have a new guy working here, Daniel, becoming a producer, and he doesn't wear a jacket. He's like laughing at us because we say that it's cold. Isn't that amazing? California weather is most of the time is beautiful, so you're thin, you have thin skin. You should see us walking around in heavy jackets. James, when he comes into the office, he has on a sweater, what looked like a jacket or sweater, under another jacket. Two jackets and two hoods, like it's freezing, but I understand it. In California, it's just not set up to handle cold weather, especially after you've lived here for a while or all your life. It's amazing. The thing I don't like about California that it changed the time zone thing, and it goes up or down. And so right now it's up, and so it's still dark when you first get out. It started to change a little bit, but I wish they'd leave the time alone. I like long days. I like daylight. I'm not a night person. I like daylight. I love the light. I want to just remind you that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And men are the Christ on the earth, and Christ is over men and men over women. And when men become weak, or they're not over the woman and the children, or they're just not over the country, their community, their town, and that these women take over, things go out of control, evil tend to become more to the forefront. And I want you to notice that. When I was growing up down in Alabama on that plantation, we didn't have abortion. Abortion wasn't even heard of. And the primary reason for that is because men and women were decent people, but because the women knew that the men would never allow them to kill their children in the womb. Women at that time, at least black women, at that time, they were proud to have children. My grandmother had something like seven or eight kids. My parents had nine kids. And I have an aunt who had 14 or 15 kids. They were all married, and they didn't mind having children. And the reason they didn't mind, because they had men, overseers, they had spiritual protectors, and they had providers. They had people men that would cause women to feel secure because the man is there. And he's not a beta male, he's a man. And so they felt secure. And men felt secure because they had Christ at their head, not a woman. Not a government, not a so-called leader, not even a preacher was the head of men. God was the head of men. And so the order worked. And as soon as the so-called civil rights movement started, which was the enemy and destruction of black people, the beginning of it, and then Lyndon B. Johnson, they approved of Lyndon B. Johnson giving black people free stuff so that the blacks would become Democrats. Because at first, blacks were Republicans when I was growing up. But when the men left the home or became subject to the women and to the government, it all changed. It's just been downhill ever since because that spiritual order was broken. And now women, black women, in control but out of control, in control of the black men, the black children, the black community, and everything. And so everything is going out of control. 77% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills are inner cities. They're making buku money off killing black babies inside the womb. No one cares. Black men are afraid to tell the woman no because she's going to curse him out, give him the look. And white people are afraid to tell black women no. And so black women, and God is not with them, with the black women. And so black women feel like they are it because no one can say no to them. And as a result, they are killing unborn black children like 90 going north because they have no order. The man is not there to stop them. God is not with them to stop them. The white people won't stop them. When black people do wrong now, white people just say, oh, it's black. No problem, it's black. Black women, you want abortion? Okay, we'll get it for you. And now black women are getting a false sense of empowerment. It's not real power. It's false. It will not last anyway. And it's very destructive. They're taking over the churches. They're taking over the community and all hell. And they're taking over politics. And all hell is breaking loose. Likewise, it's happening in the white family now. White men are afraid of the white woman. And now it's the same thing is happening. The Mexican women are taking over the Mexican men. Same thing is happening. Look what we have in the government right now. It's amazing. I don't know why your eyes are not open to see as these women are taking over, especially liberal women, but women, period. Everything is falling apart. The black community fell apart, not necessarily because of the government. And yes, the government played a part in it because when you give to people and make them lazy, but it's falling apart because the order of God is not there anymore. And black and women, especially liberal women, they tend to emotionally, as a lady called yesterday and mentioned, they emotionally accept wrongdoing. There's something wrong with them. They feel sad for the this or that, or they hear these lying stories, and they become emotional about it, and they approve of wrongdoing. Men don't do that. Because men are not attached to emotions unless they've been traumatized and they're in a fallen state by women. And I suggest, do what you want, of course, that you start to wake up men and women, turn back to God too, because we're losing it. In New York City, this is from Life News. By the way, my biblical question, is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? Is there a way to overcome your issues without suffering? That's my biblical question this week. But the more you allow this to happen, it's going to only get worse. And see if how they're making it where men can't even disagree with women. If you disagree with women, they call you a woman hater or something, misogynist or something. And then women even hate men even more so because women need men to be perfect so that they can help the women overcome that fallen state. Women do not know what they're doing. They don't know what they want, and they don't know what they're doing. And that's because the light of man is not shining on them anymore, for the most part. This is from Life News. Here's an example. We all know, all of us know, abortion is evil. All of us know when you kill a child in the womb, you're killing a baby, a human being. All of us know that, but because men are weak, we have allowed women to rename it, call it something else, except for what it is. You're taking the life of a child or children, and no human being has the right to take the life of a child, and they are going to suffer for that. The women and the men who allow this to happen will suffer for a proven evil. You're not supposed to hate evil, but you're not supposed to identify with it. You're not supposed to accept it as a good. It only gets worse. Life News has reported New York Senate passes bill legalizing abortions up to birth. So now in New York City, and this is going to spread around the world, around the country, probably around the world, but definitely around the country. Now in New York City, you can have an abortion at any point, even in the ninth month. And Obama wanted to pass a bill that says even that if a baby come out alive during an abortion, let the baby die on the medical table. The Father Messiah was for that. Let the baby die on the medical table, he said. He was for that when he was senator of Illinois. So he's a weak beta male. He said that Obama did. He was the first feminist president. How does a man call himself a feminist? That's like saying he is a woman. He admitted to being a woman by calling himself a feminist.
I'm a softy. Stuff can choke me up very easily.
See that? That's the nature of a woman. That's not beautiful. So, according to Life News, New York Senate passes bill legalizing abortion up to birth. And men can't do anything about it. And if they say something about it, you smack them down, right? They cut them short. And men are afraid now because they don't want to be called a name. Let them call you what they want. Men are supposed to be leaders as Christ is the leader of men. This bill, the bill would allow women to abort unborn babies up to 9 months of pregnancy for supposed health reasons. I want you to hear what the so-called health reasons can be, which includes age, economics, social and emotional factors, according to the New York Right to Life. So if a woman becomes emotional and she's 9 months pregnant, they call that a health issue, and now the woman can kill the baby. Even if she has twins inside of her or five babies inside of her, she can kill them all. And there's nothing the father can do about it. Men have allowed this to happen because when you're not leading women, they go out of control. It's just a spiritual fact. God made it that way, where God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children. It's not an ego. It's not macho. It's spiritual. It's perfect love. It really is. Isn't that amazing? And this is evil. And because the women are serving up evil, they are getting worse with their ideas. Remember, we want to have it after 1 or 2 weeks or something like that. They started out with. And because it was evil, no one stopped it. Now it's at the ninth month. Your wife can be about to have a baby tomorrow morning or even tonight. 9 months have passed away. And tonight she's about to have the baby. She can say, I don't want this. I hate the man. And so she pretends to be emotional. And they say, okay, you can do it in New York. Kill your children. And the man just has to take it. And I don't know what they mean by social. I guess economics is when you, if you don't have enough money, according to what you think enough money is. And age. An old woman doesn't have any business getting pregnant anyway, so I don't know what they mean by age. So non-doctors, listen to this. Non-doctors would be allowed to perform abortions. They had an abortion, a right to life, a right to life. In D.C. over the weekend, young boys were attacked by adults, black adults, an Indian adults. And the boys were blamed because they don't want men around anymore. So non-doctors mean a midwife. Amazing. And remember, they even started the morning after pill. That means that the out of wedlock folk can have sex right now and get pregnant. And tonight they can pop a pill, or tomorrow morning, I got plan B, they call it, and to kill the baby. Amazing, huh? So non-doctors would be allowed to perform abortion. That means midwives and nurse practitioners and anybody, really. Oh, is your mama home? How your mama kill that baby? This is evil. You cannot give evil an inch. Evil is the enemy of human beings. It wants your soul by any means necessary. This is why you must overcome anger. And men, this is why you got to return to men. Return to your fathers so that you can protect your wives. So they call it the Reproductive Health Act. There's nothing healthy about killing unborn children. Nothing healthy about that. It redefines a person as a human being who has been born and is alive. So what they're saying is that a woman get pregnant, even all the way up to the ninth month, is not a human being. If it's born dead or as long as in the womb, it's not a human being. Isn't that amazing? And you got the girly, weak beta males like Andrew Cuomo. That's his name. Cuomo approving this. He's a weak woman. He's a liberal female. Real men would never approve of this, folks, when I was growing up. It was even heard of. I don't know one human being, a woman in Alabama when I was growing up, who had abortion. Nor do I know of any in Indiana when I would go to Indiana to visit my family members. Nobody had abortion. Some people had miscarriages, but nobody had abortions. Some people had babies that were deformed, but they would still have that baby, and they would take care of that baby until the baby died. And the baby sometimes would die and felt sad to the mother, the father and the mother, but they understood. At least they didn't abort it. Those people were human beings. These people are not human beings. Their souls are dead. They are children of Satan. And they had self-control. There was nobody, no leader telling them what to do. Anyone who has a physical leader is a fool. Christ is your leader, or Satan is your leader. Because if you got a human being, human beings are not supposed, I'm not a leader. Human beings are not supposed to lead. They point you back to the Christ in you, and he points you back to God, and God is your leader. So as long as baby is in the womb, or if the baby is a born dead baby, it's fine. It's not a baby, they say. And they describe abortion as a fundamental right. That's another lie. It's not a fundamental right. After the Senate voted, someone shouted, this is in New York, someone shouted, "May Almighty God have mercy on this state." Someone shouted there, "May Almighty God," and they are right about that. Because everyone who approves abortion is evil, or evil. Everyone is evil. Everyone. I don't care if it's a man or woman, what color. Satan is your daddy, and you're carrying out his orders because we are not in control of our own lives. We don't control anything. We're influenced either by good or evil. And evil makes you think that you're in control, and that is your decision. And that this is right and this is wrong. It's lying to you. You have to be an evil person to believe that abortion is fine. CBS News report on the state abortion bill by Democrats. Here's that CBS story about that bill that will pass in New York City. Here we go.
All the power in Albany now in the hands of Democrats, moving for quick passage of an abortion rights bill.
We're saying here in New York, women's lives matter. We're saying here in New York, women's decisions matter.
New York legalized abortion in 1970, 3 years before the Supreme Court decision in Roe versus Wade. Supporters say almost 50 years later, New York is simply moving to codify abortion rights. Governor Cuomo often pointing to new members of the high court.
Kavanaugh is going to reverse Roe v. Wade.
He should.
I have no doubt.
A real man would. That black woman, I guarantee you, I doubt if she has a man, but if she does, she rule him. And she's out of control. She is a server of evil. And most black women are becoming that way because they don't have men to guide them. And so they're operating from darkness and may or may not realize it. But they are, and that's what happens to women when men stop being the head of women. They're subject to evil then. And you heard that report. Democrats are in control of New York now. And this is the first thing they can do, come up with abortion all the way up to the ninth month. Here are details of the abortion bill.
But critics say the Reproductive Health Act goes beyond codifying to expanding. Cardinal Dolan spoke about it on his radio show.
Any limit on the unfettered, unquestioned, absolute right to abortion, they want none of it.
Provisions in the bill include dropping most restrictions on abortions after 24 weeks, allowing midwives and nurse practitioners to perform abortions, and ending criminal charges for harming children in the womb.
Amazing, huh? One thing I can absolutely guarantee you, if men were in control of their wives and children, this would not be happening. When you vote, the woman will follow the man in the way that he votes, and he would vote in the right way. He wouldn't be a Democratic voter. He would vote for logic, for the family, for God, for the children. He would vote in the right way. It used to be that way. And I have to tell you, they're saying now all the way up to the ninth month, they're going to push it further if this is allowed. They're going to say, okay, your baby is born. If you decide, you know what, I don't want a baby, and the baby's laying next to the mother, kill it. Kill the baby. That's evil. What's to stop it? Or if the baby comes out mentally ill or some type of physical problem, retarded or something, they say, oh, this baby retarded. Oh, it is? Kill it. I don't want it. That's an emotional condition, they'll call it. This is not going to stop until we stop it, folks. We got to get men back on the right track. Turn them back to God. That song that we went out on just now, what was the name of the song?
It was Little Miss Sunshine.
That was an amazing song. And I'm surprised to find out, Joy, you were telling me that Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
And his daughter.
Yeah.
Zara.
Zara, yeah.
They were sounding really good. Uh-huh. I had no idea. Play some right now, just so I can hear it.
Okay.
And Derek and his daughter are members of the organization and of the church, the Bond Church.
Yeah.
Let's hear that.
Okay.
I didn't know they could rap.
It's right here on planet Earth. Nothing compares to this way of life.
But it's a nice song. They're rapping very well.
Yeah.
Very good. I had no idea.
Amazing.
That's amazing. What's it called?
Little Miss Sunshine. I'll play it again later on in the show, and it should be louder. But Little Miss Sunshine.
Amazing. So anyway, don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, and comment the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show. We got to do something, folks. They are pushing evil all the way to pushing you out. It reminds me of Israel and the Palestinians. The Palestinians hate the Jews, and the Palestinians claim that they want more land, but really they want the soul of the Jews. They want to kill them, and they want to push them to the ocean and let them die in the water. And the more the Jews give in, the more the Palestinians take from them. I was over in Israel and, you know, touring around. And I believe we were at the City of David, but we couldn't go over there. But you see over there. And the City of David is controlled by the Palestinians. And they just sit there and looking at the Jews, mad at the Jews. The Jewish city is so beautiful and clean and nice and well done. The Palestinians have a beautiful area, such as the City of David and other areas, too. And they won't even clean up their own neighborhood. Likewise, the blacks do the same thing to the whites in this country. And this evil is doing it to men. Because all that stuff is evil. And if you notice in your own life, if you don't stand up, I mean, if you don't get to know yourself, and repent for, you know, for being wrong. Admit that you're wrong. You're wrong for being angry. You're wrong for being judgmental. Then evil will destroy you and everything and everybody around you. That's what evil job is pretend to be good. Abortion is evil. And we all know that. There are so many depressed women who feel so guilty for having abortions because they were lied to by Planned Parenthood and other folks who are in support of killing the unborn children. Men, you got to wake up so this stuff can stop. It's not going to stop any other way. Because the one thing about God, he has mercy and he has grace for us. But he's not going to force you to do the right thing. He's made a way. The order is laid out. The word is written in your heart. The truth is in your heart. And we all know that abortion is wrong. And if you don't follow those instructions, he'll just let you die. He'll let you kill your children. He'll let you listen to Satan. He'll try to warn you. But if you don't listen, you have to do the consequences. Isn't that amazing? Look at the consequences of living together before marriage, having babies out of wedlock, not being the head of your wives. Men and women are suffering. So here's another quick soundbite. I want to know what you think about this happening in New York, this abortion thing. Women whose unborn child was allegedly killed. Oh, there's a woman whose unborn child was allegedly killed by her ex-boyfriend. Speaks out. Here's that soundbite.
The Bronx lost her baby in a 2018 domestic violence attack. Charges against her ex-boyfriend Oscar Alvarez include abortion in the first degree.
The passing of RHA will exonerate him from those charges. I cannot imagine living in a world where harming and or killing an unborn child is not a crime.
Democrats say voters put them in control to pass progressive legislation, and the Reproductive Health Act is one of the first on a long list of bills Republicans can no longer stop.
Democratic women are evil, real evil, and Democratic men are weak. They can't stop them because they're beta male. They want votes, and they don't care. They care, but they can't do anything about it. And so this woman that was talking about if her ex-boyfriend, if they passed his bill, he would get out. So what she's saying is that beforehand, if a woman was pregnant and somebody punched her, whether the man or woman, punched that woman in the stomach and the baby died, then the man would go, or the woman would go to jail. It was considered a felony. But now that New York has passed this law, if a woman is pregnant and a man or a woman punch her in the stomach and the baby dies, it's no longer a felon or anything like that. So this guy was allegedly did that and he became a felon. But now it's not against the law. He's going to go free, it seems. Isn't that amazing? But if they say abortion is fine and someone punch a woman in the stomach and the baby get killed anyway, why would it be a crime? The woman going to kill the baby anyway if she's the type of woman that has abortions. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, we have led the way on women's rights like no other state, period. He even threatened to hold up the budget until the legislature passes the bill or passes it. Cuomo directed the One World Trade Center and other state landmarks to light up in pink. So to celebrate abortion, killing children, even up to the ninth month, the governor, Andrew, whatever his name is, Andrew, celebrated by lighting up the buildings pink. You know that's an evil man, a feminist, evil man. This is why we can't let the Democrats take over. For you see what they do? The Democratic Party is a party of death, not of life. It's a party of death. Kill the family, kill the good woman, kill the children, kill the unborn children, living children and unborn children. Let the illegal aliens come into your country, kill the citizens. Kill any man that disagrees or speak up. It's a party of death controlled by women. This is from Metro. State Senator Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins, a black woman, said that it was so fundamentally right for women to have autonomy over their body. We thought that it was a barrier we would never have to face again. Andrea Stewart Cousin is an evil woman because she doesn't have a man leading her, and she does not believe in God. Satan is her daddy. And this is what has happened to black women over the last 60 years or so since the men become weak. The men and women, too, they can't stop it. Amazing. I have more on this, but I want to hear what amazing more on this. And they are letting the black people push it because you can't stop the black woman. Oh, she's black. The black man can't stop her. God can't stop her or won't stop her. The government won't stop her. White people are not going to stop her, so they're just letting black women destroy. It's amazing. Amazing stuff, folks. It's going to get worse. That's why you got to know yourself first. You can see the evil outside. Overcome anger. Let it go. Evil will disappear from you. Let me go to Truett, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Truett, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
How you doing, sir?
Man, it's amazing. Let me tell you something. I went through most of the things that you talk about.
Yes.
My whole life is screwed up. Well, it was. I didn't know. I really should have turned out to be a faggot. Okay.
And why is that?
Well, every man in my family was raised by a woman, and my dad used to brag that he was breastfed till he was 12.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. He was born in 1935. So listen, I grew up, I turned out to be a racist. I hated white women. I married a black woman. She didn't really want to marry a white dude because she said black people are beautiful, and I said they are. That's why I'm marrying one. Anyway, we ended up getting married, blah, blah, blah. We have two kids, of course, and I've listened to a lot of your videos. But my question is that once you've gotten rid of anger, and then secondly, after I got rid of anger, my whole life turned around and my wife started following me.
Yes.
So the thing is, I'm also realizing things that are in the, you know, the thing I always thought was funny, read your Bible, read your Bible. Well, no one ever taught me how to read it because you really don't need to read it. Anyway, the Bible that's in your heart has the true answer. My thing is this. I didn't come across it, of course, you know, but the voice of the Lord in me, that sounds like a sweet little fairy. it told me that I need to start abstaining from appearances of evil because now that I realize I'm dead to myself and to the world, that if I don't remember the world thinks something differently of it, like me giving you the finger or something like that, my question for you, Jesse, is do you have to make yourself abstain from appearances of evil because you know that really it doesn't matter?
You can't make yourself do anything.
God
because
can.
Human beings are not in control of themselves. They're either controlled or influenced
correct.
By evil or good. There are no other choice. Even an atheist who says, I'm an atheist, they are controlled. Even if they don't believe in God, Satan is their daddy, whether they know it or not. And so what happened is I had to overcome anger by forgiving. And once I overcame anger, I came out of the darkness back into the light. And it's the light of God that shows me the right way to go. He also got rid of all the bad habits I had picked up in that fallen state. And so you don't have to make yourself appear not to be evil, whatever you said. Because you're no longer of evil, and the light in you will shine. The light of God will shine through you, and people will see it.
I have noticed that. My other question for you was, how did you know that the mythology? Listen, I'm not real smart. Maybe I'm not. How did you know that the way the church is set up in the church was wrong?
Because the when I woke up, and even before I woke up, I knew I wasn't getting help, and other people are not going to help at church.
Yeah,
churches.
I did too.
That just read the Bible and quote it back to you. And so when I woke up, that's what caused me to realize even more so that the truth is in us. It's not the intellectual word of the Bible being taught to you. And a real preacher would be pointing you back to God, the truth that's in you. A man, they would point a man or a woman, a boy or a girl back to God that's in them.
Mm-hmm. And my third question is, man, that's great, because for about the last 2 years, man, I'm just like, this isn't working. Everyone in here is either quitting church or dying down. No one's waking up. So that's how I realized it was wrong. The third question is, when raising children, I mean, all right, I know that, you know, I don't want my wife to impose a will on them, and my job is to get between her destroying my children. How do, like, say my kid throws a fit or they do this, how do you rear your children?
You raise your children by being perfect. Perfect is loving God and God loving you, living through you. And He will raise your children for you, through you. You can't raise them on your own. But you become the father and the mother should be perfect examples of what is right. And the children will see that and they will grow from that.
Okay. Because
it's not what you say, it's really who you are. And if you have anger at all, then the children will see that you have anger. You can't, even if you're trying to pretend that you have perfect love, they will see that you don't, and that would destroy the light in them.
The kids, my two boys, it's like night and day when they're with daddy.
How old are they?
One is 2 and a half. I mean, one is 2 and the other one is 3.
So have the mother already destroyed them?
Yeah.
And you say yes?
Yeah.
And in what way did she destroy them?
Well, like Truett, he'll just take off screaming and running.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, he acts like a 14-year-old girl.
Are you divorced, you say, or are you still living with your wife?
No, we're still married. I'm just out of town working.
So,
but
that's too bad. Here's what you do is you get your wife and kids together and have your wife to apologize to them for being impatient, for yelling and angry at being angry at the kids and destroying that nature. And you apologize for being a beta male and not protecting them from their mother. And and tell your kids you're sorry for that. And your wife should apologize too. And then change. Let the anger go. And that will cause, and the kids are so young, they will see that as they're growing up, and they will change too. They can overcome that way. Tell them not to be mad.
I believe exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. How do I get my wife to, like I did, and I apologized to my mom for hating her, and my dad's dead, so I had to do that in my mind, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, I let go of that anger, and my wife can see that I don't have the anger.
Yeah.
But she's not willing to let go of her anger.
Well, it's
like me.
And be honest with your wife when she's overreacting or yelling or screaming or impatient with the children. Just say no. You got to overcome that anger. You can't do that to the children. And let the kids know that the mother is angry and she can't help herself. Tell the kids to speak up and let you know when that happened, but not to be angry so that they don't become like the mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my wife is black, too.
And why did you hate black people white people that you ended up marrying a black one?
I never met a nice white person.
Oh, you didn't? What do you mean, nice white person?
Like, where I grew up, I grew up in Kentucky, every white person that I seen looked and acted like my mom and dad.
You know, your parents were not nice people?
Well, my dad used to beat me on a constant basis, and my mom never protected me.
Oh, yeah. So that's where it started then.
Oh, yeah.
But just do the silent prayer and make sure you let that anger go And then correct your wife when she's wrong. Don't hate her. Don't be angry, but correct her.
You can correct her
right in front of the kids so that the kids can see how you operate. And that way they'll pattern after you.
What about, let me ask you a question real quick. I mean, not real quick, but so say my kid throws a tantrum or he does something wrong. What do you do then?
Tell him to calm down.
Yep.
Tell him to let that anger go. Don't take anything that seriously that it would cause him to react like that.
Man, that's what I've been. See, my wife said I was stupid by doing that. She wants to spank him. And I said, babe, just get Truett, which his name is my name. And I said, just sit him on your lap and I'll say, Truett, breathe, buddy. Breathe. And, you know, he'll be mad or upset or whatever it
is. Just tell him to calm down. Just tell him to calm down, stop being angry. Tell him he's acting like his mother.
Exactly.
And be patient. He'll understand it.
Yeah, I know he does. But the funny thing is, it's like the wife isn't willing to do it. But I understand. When I'm there, she does it. When I'm not, you know what I'm trying to say?
Right. That's why your kids need to let you know if she was impatient with them or whatever while you were away. And then you need to, if it did happen, you need to correct your wife in front of the kids with patience so that the kids will see it. And then in about 50 years, your wife will come around just before you die.
Yeah, exactly. I have to take that. Exactly.
But the kids would
be the greatest husband.
But the kids would be saved. They'll be fine.
Yeah, that's all I care about. Yeah, that's right.
Well, all right. Thank you, Kurt.
Hey, Jesse, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. My boy. Roberto, is that right? Roberto out of Pennsylvania, first time caller. Roberto, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. Greetings, Jesse. How are you this morning?
All is well. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What do you think about this abortion bill and that they have passed in New York now, whereas women can kill babies inside the womb all the way up to the ninth month now?
To be honest, I saw that coming because I lived in New York for quite some time. And you could just see the kind of people over there. They're just evil. They have no morals.
Right.
And they're very selfish. So it's not surprising. It's unfortunate, but it's not surprising.
That's amazing, huh? And the thing about it, as these women are taking over, it's going to go to other states, too, because men are going to be too weak and afraid to say no. And there's
that's the culture, like you said, men are weak, and they're just so controlled by their sexuality that they don't want to say no.
That's right. That's right. That's amazing. This is evil, folks. This is what's happening. But you call about something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a bit of a story about me. I'm 19, and I live in Pennsylvania now, and for many years I witnessed my father going through alcohol and drug addiction.
Right.
But he's been clean for like 5 years now. And I've forgiven him and everything, but my mother has not. And she has a lot of anger. And this anger is just, it seems like it's getting worse every day.
Yes.
And I feel like it's time for me to move out, but they don't think so. They think I'm too young, that I'm not ready.
How old are you again?
19.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm going to be 20 next month, so.
Oh, okay. And you are living with your father and mother?
Yes.
Amazing. So what's your question for me?
You think I should move out? Do you think I'm too young?
No, you should move out. Especially if you're 19. Go and get yourself a job, a good paying job. Get yourself a nice apartment in a safe place and live your life.
I have a job. I do. I have a job. I have my car. Everything is together.
Why haven't you already moved?
I have this fear, you know, they've like installed this fear in me that, you know, the world is just this terrible, dangerous place. And I know that. I know that. I've learned a lot from my father. We're very close. And he taught me as much as he could. But it seems that my mother's influence is just, like, right now it's just taking over the household.
So your father taught you everything. Why is he okay with you moving?
He's kind of iffy, but my mom is definitely not okay with it. And
so your father,
she's not.
But you're a grown woman now. Why are you letting it? Because the world is a dangerous place right now. But even if you live with your parents, is something going to happen to you that's dangerous? Is it going to happen anyway?
Yeah, you're right.
They can't stop that. And also, if your father prepared you the right way, he should have taught you how to be aware of danger and the do's and the don'ts so that you can protect yourself. What would happen, God forbid, if both your parents died? Would you be on your own then?
I would have to, yeah.
And so why not be on your own now in case you have questions where when you're out there that your father can answer for you?
You're right. I should.
But why are you letting them control you at 19? That's soon to be 20.
I come from a very traditional household. You know, I'm Caribbean, so we don't really do things like Americans do. And I've always been, I'm their only child, so they've always protected me a lot.
Well, here's what I recommend. Do what you want. I'm glad you called me, though. Do what you want. I'm all that's advising, but do what you want. I would move out. I would do my Jesse's silent prayer. I would overcome the anger. I would move out and start to grow up. You need to overcome culture and return to love, perfect love. And perfect love has no fear.
Okay, I will.
Will you call me again?
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah, because I have to wait quite some time, but I'll try.
Okay. I wish you well.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today will suffer tomorrow. That's Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Amazing, huh? So here's just a little bit more about that. That's going to shock your socks off. By the way, I got a Facebook comment from Finbar. It says, my grandma had 15 kids. God bless your grandma. That's the way to do it. You got to stop killing. What do you think this is going to end up like? And see, the women don't know. They can't help it because Satan is their father, because the men have allowed that to happen. And David from Periscope says, what if your dad abandoned you? How do you forgive that? By going to your father, asking him what happened, and you will hear the real story, and you can forgive him. He couldn't help it. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, when men leave children, it's not that they're leaving you, they're leaving the wives because they can't handle the wives. Or the mothers, the girlfriends, or the whatever. Most men leave not because they hate their children or don't want their children. They can't have their mother because the woman that they're involved in is mama. They have not forgiven their mothers, so they have not overcome. But anyway, so Life News, New York Senate passes bill legalizing abortion up to birth. This is from Metro. New York State Senate Majority Leader, which is a woman, Andrea Stewart, cousin, a black woman, by the way, a black woman, said, we are saying that here in New York, women's health matter. We are saying that here in New York, women's decisions matter. That's an even, nasty, dirty woman that nobody should listen to. Satan is her daddy. I guarantee you she hates men. She hates children. She hates decent women. She hates God. Goodbye. And there's nothing, no such thing as women's health when it comes to abortion. This is about killing the man's child or children. This is trying to kill God. It's not about women's health. What about the child life? And this is what has happened. These black women are taking over, as I said earlier, because the men are not around to stop them, and the white folks are afraid to, so they feel unstoppable to push evil. So Andrea Stewart Cousin is a black evil female. Here's a little news that's going to make your hair curl. Turn from a Afro to an Amerifro. And if it's not, and if it's already an Amerifro, it will turn to Afro, no matter what color you are. Listen to this. I do want to know what you think about this, folks out there. This is from CBS News. Listen to this. I'm black and I'm slow, but I'm going to read this as best as in me. From 2012 to 2014, this is from CBS News. From 2012 to 2014, almost 29% of pregnancies were aborted in New York. From 2012 to 2014, almost 29% of pregnancies were aborted in New York. New York is on its way to hell. It has one foot in hell right now. And listen to this. This is from WNYC. WNYC. In New York City, in 2009, in New York City, 57% of black pregnancies ended in abortion. 57% of black pregnancies in New York ended in abortion. I'm not saying it ended by black-on-black crime. We know that's out of control. I'm not saying that it ended with so-called white people hurting black people. This were black women killing children in the womb. 57% of black children were killed in New York by way of abortion in 2009. And the last one is Breitbart. This is from Breitbart. In New York City, 2012, again, and this was back in 2012, not long ago, 57% of black pregnancy ended in abortion in 2009. But according to Breitbart, in New York City, 2012, again, 56% of black pregnancies ended in abortion. 56% of black pregnancies ended in abortion. 24,758 black babies were born. 24,758 black babies were born. Listen to how many was aborted. 31,328 black babies were aborted, were killed inside the black woman's womb. If that's not a genocide, I don't know what is.